Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Hello, my name's Keith TD. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast, and this week I'm talking about the honeymoon. The Trump honeymoon is not over. People are saying the honeymoon's about over. It's not over by a long shot. It's going to last 4 years or more. So anyway, I just, the reason it's not over is because of his agenda, which is long, and he's going to do a lot of things to make this country great again. And he's going to make this country healthy again with the help of RFK Jr. So anyway, take a listen, see what you think. Thanks. The mainstream media and the Democrats want the Trump honeymoon is over. I disagree. I think the honeymoon's going to last a good long time. As a matter of fact, it's probably going to last about 4 years or longer. There's too much going on right now that a vast majority of Americans want to see happening. It's way past due for this to come about. We are tired of woke. We are tired of men competing against women and getting gold medals for it. I tell you what, if I was one of those men, I never would be one of those men. But I sure couldn't live with myself if I did something like that. That's hardcore, hard up for a win. And it can't keep on going. It's stupid. And Americans aren't stupid. So we are in the beginning of a honeymoon, and it's grand. I'm just going to go over a few things that President Trump has on his agenda and just talk about them a little bit. It's going to be brief because there's quite a few of them that I'm going to talk about. Number one is immigration and border security. He's going to implement the largest mass deportation program in history. Hooray! We don't want them here. They came in illegally. They came in with an agenda. They probably want to hurt us. I'm going to change that. They for sure want to hurt us. There are rogue countries out there that sent the worst of the worst that they have to our country to do bad things to Americans. We got to stop it. We got to close the border completely. Then we got to get rid of the ones that are here and basically start from scratch. And there's been a lot of talk the last couple of days about H-1B, where extremely smart, extremely capable people can come to work in this country, mostly in like tech industry and like that. And people are going, no, we can't do that. But that's exactly what we want when we allow immigrants into this country. We want the brightest and the smartest any other country has to offer to come here if they so choose. We're not going to drag them here. But if they so choose, come on. We want the smartest and the brightest and the most productive and the taxpayers and the, you know, these are the people we want to immigrate to our country. He's also going to use the National Guard to empower domestic police forces in the deportation efforts. Excellent. He's going to revoke birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. That's a ploy that's no longer going to work. There was a reason for it at one time, but it's been exploited to the max. And so what these people do is they send their kids over here. They don't care what happens to them. They expect us to care what happens to them. They don't give a crap what happens to them. The only thing they want is a foot in the door for legal citizenship for themselves. So that's over. He's going to change economic policies around a little bit. He's going to extend the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. He's going to implement protectionist trade policies and tariffs on all imported goods. Yeah, that's good. People are afraid it's going to raise the prices of everything here. Well, guess what? Maybe it will. But guess what else? It won't be for very long because these countries are going to go, hey, he's serious. We got to change how we're doing stuff around here. And then we're going to start buying American-made products, which is the whole goal of everything. We got to make the good stuff here. We have the talent, we have the ability, we have the brains. Let's just start doing it and having the money stay in this country. You know, we'll always have imports because there's some cool stuff in other parts of the world. But most of the stuff, cars, big industry, we want it here. Not in China, not in Mexico. We want it here. And that's one of the things he's going to do that's going to be so great for this country. If things go up in price a little bit for a little while, so what? During the Biden administration, things went up a lot for a long time. And it was for the wrong reasons. Tariffs are for the right reasons. They make these countries that have been messing us over for years, you know, finally come to the table and say, yeah, we want to do business with you and we'll do whatever you want to do because you're our biggest buyer. They want us as trading partners. And if we start really laying down the law, they're going to change how they do things. He's going to propose a cut to federal funding for schools promoting critical race theory. That's critical race theory doesn't work. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It's ridiculous, actually, is what it is. So, yeah, we're going to get rid of that in the schools. He's going to change education, the way we do administer it, the way we administer it dramatically. And it's going to go to the states where it has to be. It's a local situation. It has to be at the school district level where most of the decisions get made. And then the state level so that there's some uniformity to it. But never, ever should it have ever been in the federal realm. And he's going to make that happen. Thank you. He's going to push for school choice. That's awesome. It's going to make all districts accountable. So yeah, he's going to eliminate the Department of Education at the federal level. And that has to happen. He's got that gal in there. I can't remember her name right now. I wish I had that on the tip of my tongue. But she is going to run the Department of Education. And she's going to figure out how to get rid of it, which seems kind of weird. She's being selected as a secretary of a department, and she's going to make it go away. My thinking is, when she's done with that, if she does a good job on it, which she will, they'll find another place for her. A good place, as it should be. So what else we got here? We're going to, it's going to work on healthcare and public health. Well, I've spoken about and posted on X a gazillion things about my new guy that's going to do a lot for this country, RF Kennedy Jr. I like to call him Bobby. He probably wouldn't appreciate that, but he probably wouldn't care, actually. But yeah, Bobby Kennedy Jr. He's Bobby Kennedy's son, who was John F. Kennedy's brother. So JFK was his uncle. So he's in the Kennedy clan. We all know that those people are very smart and very dedicated to service to the country. He made a great decision to leave the Democrat Party, which the Kennedys have been in for decades, for generations, and he came over to the Republican side because he sees what a lot of people see, that the Republicans are the party to be in right now. They're the fun party. They're the smart party. They're the party that's going to get rid of all this crazy, stupid stuff that's been going on for the last several years in this country. He's going to change environmental policy. He's going to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. I can't agree with that more because, not because I want a polluted planet 180 degrees from that. Actually, I don't want a polluted planet, but I think the Paris Climate Agreement is probably making it worse because they're going about it all the wrong way. It's a money grab. It's a power grab. These people don't really care about the environment. They're going to be taken care of themselves and their family for the rest of eternity because they have enough money to make sure that happens. But for the rest of the world, they don't care really. But we do need to fix that. And there's a right way to do it. And I'm not going to go into detail right now, but yeah, there's a much better way to make sure that we take care of this planet. And it's very doable. I think sometimes about when COVID first hit, there was not many things good about what happened during that time. But one of the good things that happened that I noticed and others, that in that short time, a relatively very short time, when everybody quit driving and quit leaving their house and everything, I don't propose that as a way to fix it, but we did see something that happened there was the planet started reviving itself. I mean, it was documentable. It was provable. We stopped driving so much and we stopped polluting and the planet started recovering and pretty quickly. And I'm pretty sure that if we do the things right, Mother Nature is very, very strong and very powerful and she wants to fix herself more than we do. So if we give her the tools, if we stop doing bad things and start doing good things that won't infringe upon our creature comforts, and it's very doable, then we can get back. We can have all the stuff that people 1,000 years ago had on this planet. You know, clean water and clean air and clean soil and everything will be good. And it's doable. It's very doable. I've talked on previous podcasts about it quite a bit, and there's a lot more that's being uncovered all the time about that. And it's going to be grand. He's going to expand executive powers, including through executive orders. Some people worry that he's going to be a dictator, and they talked about that a lot during the election. You don't hear much about it now because it won't do any good to talk about it. They lost, so they're not talking about it much. He doesn't want to be a dictator. He wants to be able to say, I'm going to do this, and I don't care if the woke and the corrupted politicians up here in Washington, D.C. like it or not, it's going to happen. And we just have to have faith, and I do, that he's doing things for this country. He's proved that over and over and over again. He doesn't have to be where he is right now. He doesn't have to be getting shot at and getting shot and risking his life every day and taking time out of his business life to be a politician. He doesn't have to do any of that. He's kind of mentioned that before. He could be on an island somewhere drinking martinis on the beach. And I don't know if that's his thing. He probably spends most of his time on Mar-a-Lago because it's so beautiful and it's his, and he doesn't need to go anywhere. But whatever. The idea was he didn't have to do this. He's doing it because he loves America and he loves Americans and he wants to fix all the effed up stuff that's going on that we just let slide for the last couple of decades. Actually, since Bill Clinton got elected, it's kind of been starting on a downhill slope and it got way deep, way deep. And he wants to fix them. And he's one of the few guys on the planet that can. And he's going to. And we all have to pitch in. I mean, it's not like, okay, President Trump, do your thing, fix everything. Nope. We all got to get on board. We all have to do stuff that's going to help him help ourselves. He's going to get rid of the deep state so that he doesn't have to use executive power. He can go through the normal channels that were set up by the framers to make this country work the way it should and the way it did for a couple hundred years. He's going to fix justice and law enforcement. He knows better than anybody on the planet how corrupt the Justice Department is. He knows firsthand. They were weaponized to try to destroy him. That was a bad plan on their part because it pissed him off enough that he's really going to fix it now. He's getting rid of all the deadwood, and he's getting rid of all the corrupted people in the Justice Department, and he's going to put police officers back where they used to be. When we were kids, when I was a kid, everybody wanted to be a fireman or a policeman or an astronaut, but emphasis on policemen. Little kids wanted to be policemen because everybody thought policemen were great, and they were. There's always been police, corrupt policemen, and there always will be, but what we will get back to is where everybody trusted the police. The police were there to help people, and they did a good job of it. And we need to get back there. We need to get back to where the police, seeing a policeman is a good thing. And we will get back there. Foreign policy, that's a big one. You know, for several years now, people have been laughing at this country. They're going, those poor suckers, they got no leadership. We can do to them whatever we want. We can take from them whatever we want. And they were doing it. That ain't happening no more. He's going to fix that up straight away. Matter of fact, he's done so much already since he's been elected, even though he's not the president yet, and he's not going to be for another 2 or 3 weeks. He's already done it. He's had conversations with all the world leaders, and he's telling them what's what. He says, yeah, this is how it's going to be. You guys are going to fall in line, or you're going to pay. You're going to suffer the consequences. And they're listening. And they're kind of down on one knee with their hands together going, please, please be nice to us. We've been screwing you for a long time, but we won't do it anymore. And please don't hurt us. So, social issues. He opposes transgender rights and for good reason. I mean, at the beginning of this, I was talking about guys playing on girls' teams just so they can win. What is that? What is that? It's not good. It's not good at all. We can't have that. And I talk about this a little bit talking about girls and guys, Pete Hegseth is going to be the Secretary of Defense, and he's going to fix that too. And here's my thinking. I don't know if this is Pete's or not, or whatever. He thinks women should not be in combat roles. I don't agree with that necessarily. And I don't know if he even thinks that or not. It's been mentioned that that's what he thinks. I don't know if that's true or not. But anyway, men and women can't be in the same Army or the same Air Force or the same Marines. We can have women soldiers, but it has to be separate, totally separate, because it's a different deal. Women fight differently than men do. And when you get men and women together in situations like that and close quarters and stuff like that, bad stuff starts happening. We saw it in spades. And it can't. We got to have a men's army, women's army, Air Force, Marines, and the whole military has to be separate. And I've said it many times before, women can fight as good or even better sometimes than men. So we're not saying, no, you women can't fight because you're the fairer sex or whatever you want to call it. That I've seen some pretty tough women. No, I take that back. I've seen some really tough women who could do as much or more than any man on the battlefield. So, yeah, it's fine. And a lot of women want to be in the military. And that's fine, too. We can't have them in the same group. We have to separate them out. And I don't know why that was never done that way anyway. There's probably a reason, probably economic. You know, it'd be too expensive to have two totally separate armies, for one for man and one for women. But it's not. It's not. It could be done easily. There's so many military installations across the country. Just split them in half or split them 30, 70 or 60, 40 or whatever it is. I think probably there are fewer women that want to be in the military than men. But whatever that percentage is, even if it's 50-50 or even a 60-40 women to men, it doesn't matter. Just split it up. Split up all the installations and have men in some and women in others. And they're separate. And they do the same thing, though. They go fight wars if needed. They keep the peace when necessary. And we have, in that situation, the strongest military on the planet. Even more so than we do now. A whole lot more so. So that's Trump's agenda in a nutshell. It's not everything, and it's nowhere near everything. There's a whole lot more that he's going to do. And each thing that I was talking about is much, much deeper than the time I gave it. And what I'll do over time is I'll take these apart one at a time and have an entire podcast dedicated to it so I can actually say what I think about these agenda items. But the bottom line is he's going to do it. He's got it figured out. President Donald Trump is going to fix this country, and he won't stop until he does.